Hour two on WISN's Remodeling Show. Welcome back. We continue this hour. My guest, Callan Construction from Callan, is Christopher Whitman. We are in studio live, which means throughout the show, if you've got questions, the AdventKnows.com talk and text line is 414-799-1130. Ben Yount, Spencer, you know Ben, he did the Friday afternoon show. He's our news guy. He always says the same thing. The show is better when you're part of it. So I'm going to steal his line. If you've got a question, please chime in. We've got lines open right now on the remodeling show. Callan's got an incredible thing going on right now that Christopher is here to explain. But first we say, good morning, Christopher Whitman.
Good morning.
You're the exterior sales, like, bigwig over at Callan. Is that your official title,
bigwig? Not the bigwig, no, but I do... I am the lead exterior guy, I guess. I've been in the longest, let's just say that.
You know, so. Many, many years, right?
Yeah, I still sweep the floors and, you know, wash out the mugs and everything. So, yeah, you know. Yeah.
Bathroom needs cleaning, Christopher.
Yeah. I'm there. I'm doing
it. Get over
that.
There. Do what it takes, right? Callan's got a beautiful showroom, 131st and Janesville Road. That's in Muskego. And we'll give you the hours in just a bit. But we are here to start the show, the hour, with Callan's winter window sale. I will say that slower. Callan's winter window sale. You're going to give us details. It's an incredible time. It's an incredible offer. I know it says winter. I get it. We're not in winter, but you're going to explain why you're calling it the winter window sale, Christopher.
For sure. Yeah. I mean, the reality is that our lead times right now are, you know, 4 to 6 months out, you know, with everything that's going on. However, our winter window sale is $250 off each installed window, $750 off each installed patio door. You get a certificate for a free furnace tune-up, which is $110 value. We also have 24 months no interest financing. We enter you into the Infinity from Marvin Built for Life giveaway, and you also get the cozy throw blanket. So to keep you cozy between now and the time to get that those new windows or a new patio door in, we're setting you up with a nice throw blanket. And if you're furnaces doing so good, if you want to tune up, you know, then we have that certificate as well.
Yeah, the
you.
Free furnace tune up is a certificate worth $110 value, you said?
Correct.
But back to the actual winter window part of it, the installed window is $250 off each window, Christopher. And then you said $750 off each installed patio door, which is fantastic, right?
Oh, for sure.
Now, are you going to get more than one patio door? Some houses have more than one patio door.
I met with some clients during the week that they had six in one room. And
Wait. Windows or patio doors?
Patio doors.
Oh, my.
Six patio doors. Oh, yeah. You know, they face body of water. And yeah, and then they had four more in another room. That was the sunroom. The one with the four was in the sunroom.
Oh, man.
But yes, you know, so.
And why are we seeing more glass in houses these days? Products have gotten better. Windows have gotten better.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. We need that natural light. We like to have the natural light come in. And especially around here, you know, with what Mother Nature is going to throw us for the next few months, we still need that natural light. So as windows and doors get better, so do more and more houses, adding more light, you know, to the rooms and everything, and just really opening it up. And of course, again, you know, in this situation, if you're living on a body of water, you want to capture it. I mean, that was kind of the whole reason
that's why you live there. On water. Now, granted, you get to go outside in summer and use that water, whether it's a river, right? I've got relatives that live on a river, and you can do a lot of stuff with kayaking, right, and canoes. But if you're living on a lake, you want to see that lake. You want as much glass as you can. The glass now is different than it was 50 years ago. We'll talk about the Marvin Infinity window in just a little bit. There's exciting news to announce. You have, at Callan Construction has partnered with Bayview Shade and Blind. And that's something that we want to talk about today as well.
Yeah, Bayview has been around forever. I mean, my grandmother used them back, I remember, kind of in the 70s, and my mother used them, and you know, my wife and I have used them too. And in fact, my sister-in-law just recently, contracted with them for some new window treatments for their living room. She's actually going through a kitchen remodel right now, and this is just kind of that finishing touch. So, yeah, it's a great partnership. So we'll talk about that, and you know, later on.
That's pretty cool. I mean, we talk about windows, the ins and outs of glass, and the installation, the importance of it, and doors too. Everything, right? Front doors. We didn't mention those. You guys install those. But then the window treatments. And this is a neat partnership. So we'll get into all of that. And we'll answer your questions. The AdventKnows.com talk and text line is open right now with Christopher Whitman from Callen Construction. Call 414-799-1130. Your website, fantastic. It's callcallen.com. And pictures of your own work, pictures of the products are up there. I know we're talking about exterior products today, but Christopher, your design team on the inside of the house does excellent work. Kitchens and bathrooms and lower levels. And in my house over the years, I've done endorsements with you guys. I've done everything. My bathroom, my new foyer, the staircase, the loft, the front door.
I think we've touched everything on that house.
I think my house was almost built by Callen.
I think you should move now. And then we could do it all over
again. Start over.
Yeah, well, that's what I do. You know,
you bring up that point. I've had people mention to me, boy, we got the house looking like we've always wanted it to. We always had a bucket list of we wanted the kitchen remodel. We want a new siding. Then they get it done and they sell. Why not do it sooner and enjoy it? You know, and maybe your plan is to sell in 5 or 7 years. Do it now.
Yeah, well, actually, you know, the funny story about this is that the previous owners of our home. So we moved 2 years ago. Actually, it's coming up on 2 years pretty soon. And it was an unexpected move. It was just an opportunity came up. We jumped on it. It all worked out really good. But the situation was the owners bought the house in 2018, did all this work on the first floor and master suite and kitchen and everything like that. And then they were relocated a few years later to, I think, like Colorado or something.
A job relocation. Well, yeah. That's unexpected. Well, not unexpected in many cases, but something you can't control.
You can't, you know. So we kind of feel bad because now we're enjoying the fruits of their labor and everything else. But, you know, that's just how it goes. But, yeah, you know what? Sometimes, you know, people do the remodels. They enjoy it for a few years. And then an opportunity comes up and they decide to make the move. And luckily, you know, we have a lot of repeat business and referrals, and so we have a lot of clients that they move and said, hey, you know, I'm ready for those windows again in our current house, and, you know, or doors, or, you know, the first thing I want to do is upgrade that stuff, because, you know, it's kind of to the point where the, you know, the windows and maybe the doors that we sell, it's one of those things that once you've had them in your home, you have to have them again. You know, I mean, that was our experience.
Well, you get spoiled by something.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. You know, and I hate to say, you know, the windows that are in our current house aren't ones that I would have chosen. You know, we've had the Infinity from Marvin fiberglass windows in our previous home and even a home in, you know, before that. So, but as needs, you know, come up, we'll, you know, for sure replace them with the fiberglass.
Just like our situation. Right, we moved from Sockville to Cedarburg. The house we bought was about 10 years old, but the wood windows were rotted. I called at the time Tom Callen, brothers Phil and Tom, started this company way back in, oh my goodness, how many years has it been? I want to get it right. How many years? 36 years?
36, yeah. See, if this was TV, you'd see us mouthing that. 36 years.
6 years ago. And Callen has grown, obviously, since then. The showroom has expanded by leaps and bounds. It's huge. Kitchen vignettes up and down. And make your way to the back of that showroom. You guys recently had an event, I know, that was involved Nary. And I'm on Facebook with Callen, which I advise people to do. Because every sale and every piece of information, Christy does great. I mean, at Thanksgiving, there's like turkey recipes, and she does all this stuff. I saw some pictures of this Nary event, and it was in my favorite room, the white kitchen in back.
It is nice, yeah.
It's full of light, and it's white. I like bright homes. Not everybody does. If you want the look of wood, let's talk about wood. Windows. You can get that look of wood if you don't want the white window.
For sure. Yeah. You know, Marvin's got a lot of options with, again, this is specifically the Infinity for Marvin fiberglass window. They, you know, they make other fiberglass windows, but this is the one that was made more so for existing home applications. You know, so if you're replacing your windows, you know, no matter how old or you know, how young the house is, the Infinity for Marvin is their true replacement window program. And they have a lot of options for the interior. They have the solid white and the cream color and the bronze and the black now, but they also do have the stainable interior, which is called Everwood. So if you still like the look of the wood window, which a lot of people do, actually.
Yeah, it's not like the stained cabinets and kitchen stained windows. It's not that they're gone. It's just that things have changed over the years. Everything in the 90s was oak, right?
Correct,
Look around the studio.
Yeah.
We have oak doors. You can see the grain. It's heavy wood look. If you like that look and that's your house, go with it.
Well, believe it or not, this is kind of sort of coming back, actually. I reached out to our supplier not too long ago, and I'm not saying that to be funny. That, you know, some of these, like, you know, I'm looking at a flush panel door with no panels on there. It's just, you know, one thing. Those are actually making a comeback, you know, for those. And believe it or not, those are actually more expensive now than some of your six-panel or four-panel doors now that became very popular, you know, later on. But, yeah, believe it or not, things just kind of evolve. And I think that, you know, as they get better in some cases, or, you know, just maybe some trends shift a little bit, you know, a lot of times, you know, it's more so that things are just getting better, and now we can introduce that back in the mix with something that's going to be longer lasting, a lot more sustainable, yada, yada, yada.
So the lesson to be learned here, Christopher, if you keep something long enough, eventually it's going to come back in style. The 80s mullet, which I had in high school, is back.
I know.
Look at baseball and football players. They got these mullets now.
I picked up my son during the week from school. He had an injury, and I had to pick him up from school every day. And, yeah, I'm seeing some of these kids with mullets. I'm like, right on, you know? I'm thinking to myself, I'm going to go, you know, hang out at the park, you know, after school now with the, you know, Camaros and the Mustangs.
You know, if you had the rec room with the shag carpeting and the paneling, you keep it long enough, it's going to be back.
Yeah, for sure.
We say that somewhat tongue-in-cheek, but kind of not, because with the window, if you want the stain, now back to what you said, the Everwood interior of that Marvin fiberglass, it's a fiberglass window. The Infinity from Marvin window is excellent, right? We'll talk about why fiberglass is such a superior product. It's 8 times stronger than vinyl. There's a website called 8 times stronger. I'm drinking out of my Yeti mug that says 8 times stronger on it, and Callen is on the other side. There's my coffee mug this morning, Christopher. I can pick the style or the color or the shade of stain. Explain that process.
Sure. So just like a real wood window, you know, a lot of people still want that look of the real wood. However, they don't want to deal with the issues of the real wood, you know, the degradation, the moisture issues. You know, if you have condensation on a glass, you know, that's going to soak into the moisture. You know, sometimes if you get some windows that are on one side of the house that just get a ton of sun and heat, that is going to do some damage to that wood interior. Now, I'm not talking about the actual casing and the trim work. I'm actually talking about the frame and the sash of that window. And so Marvin, the Infinity from Marvin, has an option that it looks like real wood. We can stain it any color that you want. We can clear coat it as well. And it looks like a real wood window. It's just that it's not wood material. It's nothing organic about it. This is not that organic or the contact paper kind of sticker look that on some certain, you know, types of vinyl windows.
That was thinking furniture.
Yeah.
Remember, you'd put furniture together and you'd put a little wood sticker over where the where you get the, all those little holes at where the screws are.
Cover up the screws.
They're so cheesy looking.
Yeah. And, you know, I mean, it's funny, too, as I was a kid, you know, we didn't have a lot of things growing, you know, as I was growing up, you know, we couldn't afford a lot of nice things. And so, you know, some furniture actually had like that contact paper that was on there. It looked like wood. And my dad would always get mad at me as I was trying to, like, you know, pick that off like the corner or something, you kind of slap my hands, you know, can't we have anything nice in here?
Yeah. Don't pick off that contact paper.
Yeah. So, but I mean, but that still exists. So, you know, it still exists on some windows.
Not with this one.
This is, you know, this material is actually cohesively bonded. So as opposed to an adhesive, this material is cohesively bonded to the fiberglass. So it's not going to come off. It's not going to peel off. It's not going to bake off. You know, the heat from the sun or any type of moisture or anything like that's not going to cause any issues with it. So, you know, that's one of the myths that are out there. And we'll talk about that, too, you know, during the hour that, you know, one of the myths is that, you know, this material is going to flake off. And I can actually, you know, Marvin guarantees that. They warranty that if it does. But I can honestly say in the 16 years that I've been with Callen, I've never ever seen that happen.
Christopher, now that you mention it, you and I did a video, a sit-down conversation in the Callen showroom recently, and it's about a lot of myths that are out there with glass, with windows in general, doors, and you kind of, you know, address those straight on. The video, the pictures, it's all posted on Callen's Facebook page. Callen is spelled C-A-L-L-E-N. The website, callcallen.com, has all the links, the social media, phone number, all the services that you guys provide. I do want to make sure we talk about the front entry door at some point. Hey, it's trick-or-treat weekend, right? A lot of kids are coming up to that front door. Not that you really want to impress an 8-year-old asking for, you know, a candy bar, but it's your curb appeal. That is where we go. That's where we're drawn to. And that front door also needs to be energy efficient as well. We'll get into all of that throughout the show. But wrapping up this winter window sale, Christopher, it ends November 15th. It's not winter yet. But you order the windows. Let's be totally transparent and talk about the timetable. Getting on Callen's calendar, how long do we wait for windows these days? The supply chain. We talked about it last hour with the guys with furnaces, and some things are better than others.
Yeah, for sure. Actually, we're seeing things improving. You know, again, our lead times right now are still 4, maybe 5 months, you know, sometimes 6. We're putting on our contracts now 4 to 6 months. Just, you know, if we have bad weather coming up and things, you know, a lot of these are all outdoor applications. And, you know, we're thinking of the safety of our carpenters and installers and machinery and things like that. But the reality is that a lot of times we're seeing more of these jobs coming in closer to that 4-month time frame, which is actually really good. You know, I mean, the supply chain issue is still there. I mean, it's just a thing. But, you know, we're ready to rock and roll as soon as those windows or doors come in, and we can get that taken care of for you.
Do you work throughout winter months installing everything?
That's a great question. We get that a lot. You know, people think that we shut down for the next few months, you know, because of that. The short answer is we work through the winter. The long answer is it depends on the, you know, weather. It depends on how cold it is. If it's, you know, wind-blown rain or snow or really bad temperatures, you know, really cold, yeah, it might not be safe for the installers to do that. However, if, you know, if we get a mild 20-degree day outside, you know, sun is shining and it's just, you know, kind of nippy in the air, yeah, our guys are out there doing it. I mean, I can tell you that working carpenters are happy carpenters
when they're out there.
So, and, you know, people think, too, that we take out all the windows first and then put them in one by one. The reality is that, you know, once that first window comes out, you know, there's maybe a hole in your wall for maybe 20 or maybe 30 minutes at the most before
and
the new
one
window
goes in. At a time.
Oh, for sure.
Homeowners don't have to don't be panicking that your furnace is on and all that heat's escaping. It's like you said, at the most 20 minutes it might be open. You do one window at a time, you move on to the next one.
I have personal experience with that. I mean, I've had windows and doors installed in my home in the dead of winter, and yeah, it might have gotten chilly for a minute, you know, but the reality is that at the end of the day, I had some really nice, you know, new fiberglass windows in the house.
It's
it was
good
actually
to get
warmer.
Fresh air in the house.
Well, hey, you know, you gotta move the dust around, you know.
Well, now that we're in the flu season and all, you know, everything, get some fresh air in your house. I got to be honest, we still keep our window, our Marvin Infinity fiberglass window, in our bedroom at night about an inch open.
Yeah.
That's just how we sleep. My wife and I, we like that. It's fresh air. Just we get ceiling fan going all the time. You're supposed to change the direction of the ceiling fan, too, to push the warm air down in winter. I believe that's clockwise, but don't quote me on it.
Yeah, it's so funny. I was just thinking about that last night. I was thinking, I think I need to, you know, do the fan different.
Yeah, if you don't know, there's a switch on your ceiling fan, right?
Yeah.
And you can change the direction, and you should in summer and winter. You can go to the Google machine and look it up. But I believe it's clockwise in winter.
Well, you change your fans, you switch your winter tire or summer tires to the winter tires, and
I'm doing that this year.
Yeah,
I think we talked about that.
Yeah, take out the summer air out of your tires, put the winter air in there. Yeah,
there's a lot of things to prepare for winter. We've been blessed with a beautiful fall. Even this weekend, I'm looking at channels. Rob Haswell just sent me the forecast. It's going to be really nice out. It's already off to a great start. Sun is shining, right? Cold air is right around the corner. Chris, a lot of us, we talked last hour. How many nights have you had your furnace on? For us, it's a little bit, but there's been days where then I just turn it off.
Yeah, there were some days that last weekend, you know, it was so nice. We had windows and doors open and everything, and, you know, we shut down the furnace.
Low 70s.
Yeah, it was really nice. And, yeah, the whole weekend. So, yeah, I think we turned it off. We've had it on intermittently, I think, we may not have adopted it right away like most people did. You know, we're kind of holding off, you know. But, yeah, you know, you just got to get that comfort in there. And, you know, especially, too, if you're working during the day, And sometimes in my home office, it gets a little chilly, and I kind of bump it up a couple.
Well, yeah, and that's another good point. A lot of home offices still people working at home, right? That may be a change forever for some companies. COVID brought them home, and you know what? This has worked out pretty well.
Yeah.
You're getting your job done. Just keep your home office and work out of your house.
And I would have to say that was probably why we got really, really busy at that time, because people were in their homes more. They were working from their homes. They were in that makeshift office, maybe their bedroom, maybe their basement, or, what have you. And yeah, they were probably sitting next to that old drafty window. And we got a lot of requests and a lot of applications for replacing a lot of those windows and doors as well.
And folks from NARI telling me the remodeling industry actually was, during COVID, during the last 2.5 to 3 years, busier than ever.
It was crazy, yeah.
A lot of that is what you just said. I think people were home. They noticed things more, or said, because I'm home all the time, let's finally get this draft in winter. Maybe it's one bad window. Not everybody replaces all their windows, Christopher, we should mention. And going back to the winter... Wait, Callan's Winter Window Sale. It's kind of a tongue twister.
You gotta say it 3 times fast.
Callan's Winter Window Sale. Callan's Winter Window Sale. Callan's Winter Window Sale. I did it. You got to kind of go slow. This is a great opportunity, and it ends November 15th. We'll talk more about it, but $250 off each installed window. Yes, Callan installs everything, every product we talk about. $750 off each installed patio door. Christopher, a free furnace tune-up certificate. This is part of the window sale, $110 value. And you've got that cozy throw blanket. What else is there in that sale? Did I get it all?
Yeah, let's see. $250 off the windows, $750 off the patio doors, the free furnace tune-up certificate. 24 months, no interest financing, entry into the Infinity for Marvin Built for Life giveaway. Yeah, and that cozy throw blanket. So, yeah, and you know what? Put it on that back deck of your car, showing the little Callan logo.
Is there a Callan logo on the throw?
There is. Yes, that's actually my in-laws did that. It's kind of neat to see their car. And
little advertising.
Yeah, you can tell which car is yours. And
I like it.
If you need it in the car, well, hey, it's there.
This winter window sale, and again, it's off each window, and if you do multiple patio doors, not just one, it's going to be very, very interesting. Now, people, you have 2 weeks left, right? It goes through November 15th, Christopher, right?
Correct,
and
yes.
November 1st is Tuesday, a little over 2 weeks. To take advantage of this, and we'll talk more about it, to call for a free estimate, Callan's number is 414-529-5509, 414-529-5509. What are the hours at your showroom in Muskego?
We are there today from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Otherwise, during the week, it's 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. So give our office a call, set up an appointment, and we'd be glad to come out and help you with that.
Are you okay with spooky Halloween music?
I love it. In fact, we went on my mother-in-law called it a spook walk, but it was trail at Lapham Peak last night. They had a freak hike, I think they called it.
Were like ghosts jumping out and scaring you?
Yeah. People volunteering and, getting all dressed up and, scaring the bejeebus out of you as you're walking through the trail.
I got to be honest, when I was a kid, haunted houses freaked me out.
They're fun, though.
I mean, as you get older, you realize, it's just a joke, right? The guy with the chainsaw with blood all over, that's a joke, right?
Yeah, well, they go home to their family, every night after that. So,
I love Halloween. All right, we'll be right back. A quick commercial break. Callan Construction, my guest Christopher Whitman here in WISN. Now, we are live, so questions about doors, windows, give us a call on the AdventKnows.com talk and text line 799-1130. We'll be right back. Halloween weekend. We are back. WISN. Now, Halloween is Monday. I get it. A lot of folks are probably having their neighborhood trick-or-treat today, tomorrow. Some are Monday. They're all spread out. So have a great weekend. I do have some forecast details from Fox 6. I got to pass along real quickly because it is fantastic. This is from Rob Haswell today. Dense morning fog. I think that's over. I drove through some weird fog on the way in. It was dark. I got lost. Did I tell you this? I was late for the first hour.
I heard something about that on the radio. Yeah. That's
so I weird. Started on right around Silver Spring and 4145. I started the show on my cell phone in my car. The guys from USA were here One was in Florida. It's just a weird beginning of the show. I could not find the freeway. Every ramp was closed. Every ramp was closed. I got the Google thing up on my car. I got the maps out. Finally got here. About 15 minutes late. Spencer, right? 7:15, I think I started. But driving in dark and fog, patchy fog all over. Well, that's kind of gone. It's going to be a nice day. That dense fog advisory is actually in effect for another 30 minutes till 9 o'clock. So maybe if you're along the lake, you got a little bit more than us here in Greenfield. The forecast calls for sunny, warmer temperatures today, 62. That's definitely higher than the average temperature for this time of the year. Tonight, partly cloudy, down to 44. And your Sunday forecast, increasing clouds. A slight chance for a few rain showers at night tomorrow in the far southeast counties. A high of 62. And getting into the work week, Monday, 62. Tuesday, sunny. And 66. Goodness.
Gonna play some hooky here.
Tuesday, 66. Thursday, sunny. Are you ready? 38.
There you go.
So Wednesday is going to be a high of 68 degrees. Thursday, sunny, and it says 38. Amazing. This is Wisconsin. This is what you get in October.
Yeah, well, here we go. Get ready, and
We talk about windows and doors. Okay, you might be saying, well, it's nice and comfortable until Thursday when 38's your high. Imagine the lows. Okay, we're going to talk about the winter window sale at Callan, but also the theme of today's show is leading toward the myths that are out there. And the Infinity from Marvin window is made out of fiberglass. And even fiberglass, there's websites devoted to it. There's some people that say you don't need fiberglass. Vinyl's just fine. And vinyl is okay for that's what you choose, right? But the fact is, fiberglass is stronger.
It is, yeah. It's actually 8 times stronger than vinyl materials. It's actually in some of your composites. There's some composites out there that are made up of your vinyl materials and your wood flower, they call it. It's actually a byproduct of a vinyl and wood window, actually. And there's one brand out there called Fibrex, F-I-B-R-E-X, Fibrex. And, there's one specific company that makes it. Now, let me just start out by saying all windows out there are energy efficient. All windows out there are good. It's just that some are better than others.
You'll see the Energy Star sticker on the windows.
Yeah, Energy Star. There's some other, I call them, knockoff, testing that's, done and everything, but for certain certifications. But, yeah, Energy Star is a big deal. And the fiberglass really comes out as that window that seems to solve all the problems that people have with their existing windows. And, a lot of times those problems, a lot of it has to be, it starts out with that frame or that sash material, so let's just kind of go back in time. A lot of windows were all made of wood. We had wood on the inside, wood on the outside. And I can tell you that the wood that was used 50, 60, 80, 100 years ago, that was the good stuff. That's not the case today. A lot of the woods that are being used are actually all young growth wood. They haven't had time to mature yet. A lot of these companies have to put these treatments in there to kind of, prolong their efficiency.
So I understand, Christopher, but explain, trees that were harvested years ago were older. That wood is denser? Is that why it's better?
Denser, yeah. And, just a lot more solid, so it wouldn't take on that moisture like some of the woods do, today. And so that's a big, that's a big deal. I mean, there's a lot of these new homes that have been built and new, I'm talking, last 20, 25, maybe 30 years now. Kind of think back to, starting in the 90s, all through the 90s and early 2000s, a lot of houses were built. And a lot of these homes had wood windows in there. Well, unfortunately, a lot of those wood windows are starting to decay. They're starting to degrade. I hate to use the term, but molding, mildew. There's maybe a lot of
water and wood don't mix, Christopher.
They don't. Yeah, and you get some of these homes too that are now open floor plans. They have the high ceilings, and so a lot of humidity. And now, talking about next week, we're going to get that drop in temperature. A lot of people now are going to start to seeing a little bit of condensation on the bottom of that glass, and they're going to kind of freak out a little bit. If you have a wood window, well, that's going to start to get into that wood, and that starts to degrade the material, starts to loosen up your hardware. It swells.
Now you can't open it as easily. The double hungs, the casements are hard to crank in and out.
Right, and that just wears down that, and also, too, that if you have a wood window that's constantly taking on moisture, don't forget that that's going to wear down all the weather stripping around it. That's going to make it crack and everything. So, you know, when people say, hey, I'm kind of feeling drafts, I'm kind of feeling air coming through that window or that door, well, that's why, you know, because that's starting to break down and starting to deteriorate.
And patio doors years ago, some were wood as well, right?
Yeah,
they still are. I think they're offered, but you're looking at a Marvin patio door that's fiberglass as well.
It is, yeah. And again, you know, with the advent of the material on the inside called Everwood, we can get a patio door or a window in there. So double hungs, casements, your awning windows, your bay, your bow windows, your picture windows. And now they have a lot of these round top and half rounds and trapezoids and transom windows and everything too. We can get those windows to make it look like a real wood window. In fact, it's a stainable interior. It's not an organic material like we were talking about. We can match it to whatever color you need. You're not held down to X number of colors like certain, you know, vinyl windows that they said, you know, here's four or five different, you know, types of oak, you know, colors. Yeah. We can make it look any color that you want. Or, you know, if you want to revert to the solid interior colors, if you want white windows, if you want kind of a cream color, black, bronze, what have you, they have that as well.
It, literally everything, any choice you want. Going back to the wood, the Everwood, it's a stained look, but you can pick the shade of stain. So can I match my existing house? You know, let's say I've got that 90s oak and I want to match it. I can do that.
We can do that for you. Yeah. You know, and it is something that, you know, a homeowner can stain. It's a little tricky, you know, because it's a gel stain and there's some prep work and everything. So I always recommend that our stainers take care of that for you and help you with that.
I was just going to ask that. So I could, if I wanted to do it myself, but most people don't, I assume.
Practice. Yeah. Practice it ahead of time, you know, and again, there are directions, you know, you can get the materials yourself and everything, but I say, we'll give you a sample piece to try and everything, but you know, I hate to say it this way, but you know, with the amount of money you're going to spend on these windows, you're going to want them to look nice and you're going to want that realistic approach. So our stainers are, their work is impeccable.
And it can come stained. In other words, if I want that.
We can in some cases pre-stain. We actually like to do that in the house because we're actually under the proper light. Maybe sometimes we're actually matching an existing stain color, so we have it there. Sometimes we're, if we have to do touch-ups and everything, it's best done in the home. And it's a short, you know, two-step process, so it's really easy.
Okay, I got another question along those lines. If I want to switch over slowly, let's say I've got that 90s oak, everything is wood in the house, a trim. Maybe it's an opportunity to slowly switch over to white trim, white molding, you know, everything in the house. You got to start somewhere.
You do, yeah. And yes, you know, that's a great time to start doing that. And maybe they'll just kind of give you inspiration to start, you know, making those subtle changes and everything. So yes, we do offer that and we can change out the trim to give you that fresh look. These windows are available in both what they call an insert or full frame. So, you know, if it's an insert where we're retaining the interior casing and woodwork and sill and things like that and just focusing on the window itself, they offer options for that. A lot of times we're doing a full frame replacement where we're replacing the entire window and frame and casing and everything, all starting brand new with all your interior and exterior trim work, taking care of the any air infiltration, water issues, things like that. But either way, yeah, if you want to make that transition to, you know, going to a solid color on the inside without any staining, yeah, that's perfect time to do that.
If you want to feel and touch and open up a window, crank out a casement window, patio door, one finger sliding it, you can get into the showroom and check out the product yourself. But really, the process begins with a free estimate at our house. Callen comes out and does that, Christopher.
Yeah, correct. Yeah, we have a great team of salespeople. They're very knowledgeable. And, you know, we come in, it's not going to be the hard sell or
3 hours.
Nothing like that.
It's 9 o'clock at night, guys. Can you leave?
Huh? Yeah. A lot of times we, you know, we'll come out and, you know, take a look at, you know, just see what how can we help you out? You know, we're not there trying to sell you on things. You know, we want to understand what your goals are and what issues you're experiencing. Some cases we have where homeowner thinks they have to replace their windows and we come in with an objective approach. Every now and then we say, you just have to do this, but most of the time people already know that yes, I have to replace these windows. So we'll come in, we'll take the measurements, we'll take the pictures, talk to you a little bit about the product, but we'll also invite you to our showroom in Muskego. We have these windows on display. We have a whole, area and room full of them. We had, in fact, the entire showroom, we've been replacing a lot of the older windows with the fiberglass windows. So you get to see them in play. You get to see them as part of our showroom. Yeah,
and play around with them a little bit.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
You know, we say they're so easy to open. Well, check them out for yourself.
Yeah. Crank them open, lock them, unlock them, take the screens out, you know.
Yeah. The hardware has gotten better too, Christopher.
It has.
You know, with the window. And when you close, when it gets cold, you close your window and lock the window because that seals it tight.
It does, yeah. And you don't have to worry about any drafts, of course. You don't have to worry about that weather stripping. It has memory, you know, so that when it closes and then when you open it again, it actually, you know, I'm you know, kind of making some hand gestures here, but it opens back up to that original state, which a lot of your vinyl windows, they're not going to do that. They also have, they kind of have that, that felt, you know, type of weather stripping.
Yeah,
and a lot, you know, a lot of times, you know, the companies have to double up or triple up on that felt just to, you know, try and retain that. But the problem with that is that it gets kind of matted down and it never comes back to its original state. So again, that's another thing, you know, with the vinyl window that's going to contract through the winter months, that's going to open up those seals. That's not going to happen with the fiberglass.
Christopher Whitman from Callen Construction, my guest on WISN's Remodeling Show this hour. The Callen Winter Window Sale goes through November 15th. You can call for a free estimate. They'll come out, give you the numbers. It's an incredible opportunity. Each installed window has $250 marked off. Each installed patio door, $750 off. You get a free furnace tune-up, a certificate that's valued at $110. You get 24 months no-interest financing. You get entry into Infinity for Marvin, Built for Life giveaway. And you get a cozy throw blanket with Callen's logo. Does it get any better than that?
Sure, we can make it better than that. I don't know. You know.
And then it's installed by your experts. You've got carpenters on staff that work for Callen. I think that's something worthy of noting.
Like that and lifetime installation warranty. Yes, it gets better.
It gets better and more myths. We talked about myths that are out there, like fiberglass, the strength. It's 8 times stronger than vinyl. We're going to get back to talking about that on WISN's Remodeling Show with Callen Construction. We are back. Halloween weekend. WISN's Remodeling Show live in studio with Callen Construction in hour number two. Talking with Christopher Whitman. We'll remind you of Callen's Winter Window Sale. Callen's Winter Window Sale goes through November 15th. We've been focusing on that throughout the show. It's fantastic. But first, some other myths that are out there that we want to address. Now, we addressed fiberglass and how strong it is, right? Hey, I got my own question for you. The screens. Do you take your screens out? I have to ask everybody. Do you take your screens out in winter?
So as I don't. I keep my screens in. I actually have a lot of double hung windows, so the screen's on the outside. So I actually keep it outside because it almost acts like a filter for that snow coming through. You know,
barrier.
Yeah, you know, I mean, the storm windows are kind of a thing of the past. You know, there's hardly any type of storm windows out there anymore. So yeah, I like to keep that screen there. You know, I mean, every now and then you may have to open up that window again. So it's just nice to have that screen. You know, if you have the casement windows or the crank out windows, there where the screen's on the inside. You know, you could take those out if you want to get a little bit more passive solar energy through, but you have to make sure that you wash your windows really good. You have to do that.
Oh, yeah.
And so, yeah, you know, so the Infinity fiberglass windows, you know, they have a lot of great features, tilt-in features, and the casement windows are really easy to clean from the outside.
Yeah, we're talking about low-maintenance windows, which they are, but you still have to clean windows.
For sure.
Nobody does that. They don't self-clean.
Yeah, there's no maintenance. Everybody's looking for no maintenance.
It's like, low maintenance.
Yeah, low maintenance, exactly. So, you know, so with the advent of your high transparency screen mesh nowadays, you can actually leave those screens in there. You can still get the nice viewability. You can get the sun still, you know, shining through. And that way you don't have to take the screens off. You don't have to store them somewhere in the basement and have them all get racked up and everything. I just leave them on there and... Yeah, just keep on keeping on.
I've said that my wife takes them out. Now, my wife is actually hosting the Redefine Realty Show next hour, so I should tell her about this. We don't have to take them out. She likes cleaning them. So we take them out and make cleaning. You store them, and then in spring you put them back on and clean them again. And it's amazing, you know, over summer what can happen in a window if you don't keep at it, right? Cobwebs. Bugs, things like that. So you need to wipe this down.
You do, yeah. And, you know, we find, too, that, you know, when people buy, you know, the Infinity Marvin windows, you know, they really take care of them. They enjoy them so much. They're easier to clean. Actually, the husband and wife have, you know, don't want to clean them, but now they're fighting over who's going to clean them this
because
time.
Because they tilt in,
yeah, too. They tilt in. A lot of windows are going to tilt in, but, you know, I mean, the features that they have for this and how easy it is, and even like they said, you know, the casement windows, you know, how those are hinged, you know, makes it easy to clean the outside from the inside, too. So we have that on display at our showroom as well, so you can see that.
The front door. How about a storm door?
Yeah, storm doors, you know, they're still, you know, a thing. You know, so we have a lot of the full view type. We have a lot of storm doors that they have, like the retractable screen in there. So you don't have to take a screen out and put one back in. You can actually get the all-in-one, you know, systems with those. And they have some really nice hardware and, you know, really beautify the entryway.
Christopher, any myths that we did not address today that you can think of before we run out of time here?
So, you know, a lot of times, you know, people always ask about triple pane glass, you know, and you know, there's companies out there trying to sell people around here on triple pane glass. And let me first say that on paper, triple pane glass, yes, outperforms double pane glass, but that's on paper. You have to understand that.
Yeah, on paper, the Packers are a good team.
Well, yeah, exactly.
But, on the field, they're not.
You know, so the reality is that, you know, where we live in this zone, you know, the triple pane glass is a little bit overkill. You know, the return on investment is very far out. It's like 20 years out from, you know, from now in terms of what you're going to gain from that triple pane glass. I would have to say that, you know, with the double pane glass in the fiberglass, I mean, it's really that fiberglass frame that makes a big deal, you know. So, you know, I personally feel like the triple pane glass is kind of making up for the losses that the window frame material is made of. So whether it's a wood or a vinyl material or a composite material, you know, you're kind of making up for that in the glass. And the reality is that you don't need that. So, you know, your return on investment with a double pane and a fiberglass window is immediate. You're going to notice the difference.
Christopher, the Callens Winter Window Sale is on right now. It's fantastic. Goes through November 15th. Also, you have recently partnered. We mentioned this briefly at the beginning of the show. When we come back, we'll explain the partnership with Bayview Shade and Blind. It's a neat thing.
It is. Nothing scary about that. So, you know, we'll come back and we'll tell you more.
Music is just because it's Halloween weekend, right? Enjoy. We'll be right back. WISN's Remodeling Show with Callen Construction. My guest is Christopher Whitman, and I'm Paul Kronforst. Finishing up the Remodeling Show as we talk with Callen Construction. And the biggest takeaway, I think, from today's show is Callen's Winter Window Sale. It runs through November 15th, Christopher.
Yes, $250 off each installed window, $750 off each installed patio door. You also get a certificate for a free furnace tune-up, which is worth $110, 24 months no-interest financing. We also enter you into the Infinity from Marvin Built for Life giveaway. That's actually, they pull two names per year, and that's two $10,000 prizes, so, you know, total 20. A cozy throw blanket while supplies last, and you get to see our showroom, you get to meet our carpenters, you get to have our lifetime installation warranty, you get the whole Callen experience.
And you can call for a free estimate at 414-529-5509. We also announced today a big, exciting announcement. Callen Construction and Bayview Shade and Blind have announced a partnership, Christopher.
Yes, take a look at our Facebook webpage, you know, coming up. Actually, we have November 19th. That's you know, a few Saturdays coming up at their new location in Waukesha. Great showroom that they have, and they joined us at our showroom once. We're going to join them at their showroom now.
Your own showroom is at 131st and Janesville Road. It's in Muskego, and your website is callcallen.com. Fantastic program, Christopher. Nice weather this weekend. Enjoy your Halloween weekend.
Thank you. Getting out there and clean up leaves.
That is what everybody's doing, right? Christopher Whitman, my thanks to Callen Construction. Hey, stay tuned. The Redefined Realty Show right around the corner next on WISN Milwaukee.